Good evening, Wahoos, and wow, what a week it was. Virginia basketball exploded this week, something real diehard Wahoos have been looking for a number of years. Everything is coming together. You've got scorers at the wings. You've got excellent ball handling by the point guard. You've got rebounding out of the wazoo with Gill and Akil Mitchell. You've got defense all over the floor, and all of a sudden, Pittsburgh is wondering what happened because Malcolm Brogdon buried a dagger with less than a second to go in regulation. And a hard-fought game, Hobo, 48-45, big win for Virginia on the road. What was that, the sixth win in a row?
Fifth in a row. 8-1 in the conference since the Tennessee game on December 30th. It seems like it's been a different basketball team. And, you know, you're right about the Pitt game. I'm just looking at the stat sheet. The game was tied 17 times, 7 lead changes, just about as an exciting a game as you can have at 48-45. You know, a lot of people, even Jay Williams was saying, you know, I mean, it was clearly two teams that play defense. But because of the competitive nature, it was a half-court game on both ends. But as you say, it comes down to the last play, and Tony Bennett drew it up, and Brogdon executed it. So just a huge basket. And for Virginia, you know, they hadn't really done that well in close games. The close loss to VCU, they lost to Wisconsin-Green Bay by 3. So I just think it was important for them because their conference wins, and a lot has been said about this, were all by double digits, and they had big leads in most of their wins in the league. Of course, they dropped that game in the last 30 seconds down at Durham. So I think this will give the team even more confidence as they go forward. And, you know, and I think Coach Bennett really has them to the point where they understand, where they have to be ready to play every night in this league, and be at Boston College or Syracuse or anybody else. They have to go out and give it full focus in order to get the win.
Maybe Coach Bennett could teach the Denver Broncos on how to focus. Was that the worst start to a Super Bowl? Can't even execute a shotgun snap. Payton is coming up to the line of scrimmage, trying to change the play, and hikes the poor center hikes the ball into the end zone. And if you're any kind of real football fan, that's not what you want to see from the Super Bowl.
No, that was
embarrassing.
A very ugly game. So you certainly have to feel good for Russell Wilson. And who was the other guy from Richmond on the Seahawks?
Michael Robinson went to Penn State.
Nevertheless, I mean, you know, they had a great win for them. I was disappointed to see some of the fans back in Seattle got out of control again, which has happened a lot of times. Anytime somebody wins a championship, it seems like it's an excuse for destroying property back in that particular town. So that's unfortunate. But certainly the Seahawks, a great season, a young team. So who knows what the future holds for them. But certainly if you're a Bronco fan, you have to be a little disappointed with the performance of your team.
All right, that's enough about the Super Bowl, which was a dud. That was a dud.
No, it was a good night for Downton Abbey, as I told you before we came on.
I think Downton Abbey may have had record turnout.
By 9 o'clock, that football game was over. So you might as well switch over to good old PBS and watch Lord Carrion, what's his
name? I can't remember.
Whatever.
My wife can tell you. All right, so let's circle back to UVA basketball. And, you know, speaking of timing, tonight we are very fortunate to have some terrific guests. First and foremost, none other than BP, Barry Parkhill, former teammate of Hobo's back in the good old days, days when Hobo was wearing 33. And what number was Barry wearing?
40.
Pretty cool numbers back in the day. I'll never forget those games.
And the short shorts.
You know,
We were showing a lot of leg in those days.
Long, high socks.
And short shorts.
Short shorts, yeah. Anyway, on top of Barry, and we're delighted Barry's going to join us here in a few minutes to sort of talk about UVA basketball and the ACC, as Virginia now sits proudly, firmly in second place alone at 8-1. Breathing down the neck of Syracuse and those bad old Orangemen. We've got none other than Dom Starsha joining us at the bottom of the hour to preview the upcoming lacrosse season. And can you believe lacrosse is right on top of us? Virginia will host Loyola on February the 6th at 7 p.m. Man, that is right here.
Thursday.
Wow. And then
the Hoos are here on Saturday.
And then the Wahoos are going to play the Richmond Spiders to dedicate, initiate the brand new season for the brand new Spiders. And I'm excited because those are my two schools, and it'll be a lot of fun to watch the Spiders finally playing a sport over there on the beautiful campus at Richmond that they should have had there for 30 years. I mean, it's lacrosse. Give me a break. All right.
That game, by the way, I think it's 1 o'clock, right, on
that
Saturday?
That is correct. Saturday's lacrosse game.
And it's free admission at UR, so if the WHO fans want to go see the game, go see it.
Yes, and we'll talk more about that in the lacrosse segment later on. Also want to let everybody know that we have Chris Horn coming on the show later tonight. Chris is the recruiting analyst for the Sabre. He's been a frequent guest on Who's Talking since year one, so that's 5 good years with Chris, and he has some interesting news about Virginia recruiting with National Signing Day this Wednesday. Who believes? National letters of intent will be signed, and that's when it gets serious, because no longer is it a verbal. It becomes a written contract, and those fax machines will be humming on Wednesday morning. And
yeah, I don't know if Chris has had 5 good years. I'd give him maybe 3 good years, a couple of so-so years here. But no, he does a terrific job, you know. And back to basketball, you know, not to overlook the Notre Dame game. I thought the first 15 minutes of the first half out there in South Bend, the team just played extraordinarily well. Obviously fell off a little bit in the last 3:47 that allowed Notre Dame to cut it to 9 in the at halftime. But then Virginia comes out. London Perrantes knocks down that 3 to start the second half, and they play, again, terrific basketball for 10 or 11 minutes and pretty much seal the game up.
They broke Notre Dame's spirit right there at the beginning of the second half with what amounted to, I think, 5 really good possessions at both ends, back to back to back to back to back. And all of a sudden, you could almost feel Notre Dame jogging down the floor. They were no longer sprinting to their spots. And
well, coaches always say the first 4 minutes of the second half is important in that particular case, especially the way Notre Dame closed the first half. Had Virginia not come out and seize control of the game again, then, you know, who knows what might have happened. But as you say, they came out, played very, very well to start the second half, and picked up another road victory, so that's what, 4 road victories for the Wahoos already this year.
And plenty of chances for more this year. By the way, Virginia will host Boston College, those pesky Eagles, up in Charlottesville at John Paul Jones Arena this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Wahoos, get in your car, get up to Charlottesville, go to the game. This is going to be a fun game. I think Virginia is probably going to put a 15 to 20 point hurting on these guys. And if they can just keep playing like they're playing, there's no reason why Virginia can't get, what, maybe 12, 13, 14 ACC wins?
No, I mean, I think there's an excellent chance. I think we're, you know, not to get ahead of ourselves, but
go ahead and get ahead of yourself.
I think Virginia's in a terrific position based on that Pitt win. You know, Syracuse still has to go to Pitt, to Durham, to Charlottesville. So if the Hoos continue to take care of business, but as I say, excuse me, Virginia's margin of error is not that great, so they got to be ready to play.
Give me a break.
Well, you know, Boston College, we discussed this with Dan Bonner last week. I think they are the disappointing team of the ACC this year. I think their talent
Boston
is
College,
far better. I know they're 6
they're
and 15.
They're 6-15, well, and they're 2-6.
Yeah, you can look too much at the record. I mean, I think
we don't want to get caught up on the record.
Well, they went to overtime with Notre Dame the other day. They beat Virginia Tech by 25 last
week.
Oh, my
goodness.
Well, we only beat them by 20.
Stop the presses.
So the poor Hokies are struggling a little bit at the moment.
Listen,
I'm
not throwing any stones at the Hokies. Clearly, this with the players that transferred in the transition to this coach, it is proving to be a whole lot tougher for them. They're also transitioning with the athletic director, and we know that has an impact on teams and programs, and we'll see with this guy. Whit Babcock, I think is his name, isn't that right?
The new athletic director, yeah.
He's got his hands full with basketball.
Well, see, my concern about Boston College is the players have the same attitude about BC that you do. They look at the record and they think, well, you know, all we got to do is show up. They're a good basketball team. I'd be the first one to say Virginia could win by 10 or 15 points, but I think to do so, they're going to have to play well.
Virginia has motivation because last year one of the players for BC hit a 3-pointer to give them the lead, and then Akil Mitchell's 3-pointer that followed was waved off because the ball went in before the buzzer, or after the buzzer. So Virginia lost that heartbreaker, and I think Virginia players want to dish out a little payback. So I think there's motivation in that game big time at JPJ, and I like that. All right, I think we're going to head to break now, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to have Barry Parkhill for you. So stay with us. This is Who's Talking.